that was Guide Me, O Thou Great Redeemer. I'm Pastor Tom Baker. You're listening to Law and Gospel on this Rumination Tuesday, July the 31st in the year of 2018. And with us is our good guider, Pastor Mark Smith.
Hey, Tom. Hey, why don't we just listen to that hymn the whole half hour? Isn't that a beautiful hymn?
We can't do that.
Yeah, I guess not.
There's not enough verses.
Well, we play it over and over again.
Well, actually, there's five verses.
Oh, man.
In the Welsh.
Really?
But they only translated three of them. Then there's another verse that was added later on, and here's what it says, and it's not in any of the hymnals. Musing on my habitation, musing on my heavenly home, fills my soul with holy longing. Come, my Jesus, quickly come. Vanity is all I see. Lord, I long to be with thee.
That's a pretty one, too.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
It is written by William Williams, and it was in the first hymn book he had, Alleluia, in 1745, and that was in a Welsh. It was also headed a favorite hymn sung by Lady Huntingdon's young collegians, and that was a leaflet that was put out later on. And it has abundant analogies between Israel in the wilderness and the Christian traveling through earthly life. It's been translated into 75 languages.
Wow, man. Well, I believe it. I'll tell you. It's beautiful.
Yes, it certainly was. And the moving tune was composed by John Hughes in 1905-1907. And let me see. Yeah, they don't say what it... Oh, yes, they... You see at the bottom of the page?
Yeah.
Over on the right, what's the name of the tune?
It's Rhonda.
Well, you forgot the first word.
Well, it's CWMRHONDDA.
Yes, it's pronounced Qumrantha. That means the Valley of the Rhonda. The Rhonda is a river running through Wales, and its valley is the heart of the Welsh coal mining industry.
Is that right?
And that's how they... Isn't it amazing to get this history?
Yeah. Well, the Welsh, I think, have a good reputation for singing and for hymns.
Yes.
As I understand.
Yes.
In fact, I have also... I heard somewhere... I don't know how true this was, but I heard somewhere that this was Princess Diana's, one of her favorite hymns.
Oh, I did not... No, yeah. It's not in here.
Yeah.
Some people email me and say, where do you get this information? It's called Lutheran Worship Hymnal Companion, and it's by Fred Precht, but it's not the new hymnal, it's the old one.
Lutheran Worship.
Yes, it was in 1992 it came out, so I bought it back there. And Fred Precht, here's how he... did the book. To my sainted mother and father, Anna and Fred, who early taught me to love and appreciate the Christian hymn.
Hmm. I remember Fred Precht.
Yes.
When we were at the seminary. I didn't know him, but I remember his name.
Yeah, I remember that too. So it's normally at a close of the service, Guide Me, O Thou Great Redeemer. So without further ado, would you please do the first... I'm sorry, it's not Guide Me, O Thou Great Redeemer. Do the first stanza, please.
Guide me, O thou great Redeemer, pilgrim through this barren land. I am weak, but thou art mighty. Hold me with thy powerful hand. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Feed me till I want no more.
So, you can instantly see Israel going through the wilderness.
Right, yes.
In what words?
Pilgrim through this barren land.
Yes.
They were all, just like they were pilgrims through that barren land, the wilderness, for 40 years. So are we, in a sense.
Right.
Pilgrims.
I always enjoy doing the Sunday school lesson for Issues, etc., and that occurs normally on Tuesdays. But it's just amazing. Israel goes through the Red Sea. They need water. They get water. And then they start complaining because they don't have manna.
Yeah. And then when they get the manna, they say, after a while, they say, and we detest this
worthless
food.
Yes.
You know? Can you imagine? Talk about the ungratefulness. Of course, the moment we point the finger at ancient Israel, three could come back and point at us too, because we become ungrateful too often.
No. I like double cheeseburgers from McDonald's. I think they're delicious.
I think manna was probably much better for you.
Well, they kind of mixed it. You know, it was interesting. It said dew fell on the ground, and when the dew evaporated, there was the manna.
There was the manna, yeah.
Yeah. And they also had quails at
Quail
that time.
At night, yes.
Yeah. So it was really...
so plentiful, I guess you could just hit them with a stick and pick them up.
Well, it really indicates, and that's part of the lesson for this week, one of the readings. Jesus says, I am the...
bread of life.
Yes. And he feeds 5,000 people. And they totally misunderstand it, thinking he's going to become a bread king, when it's really showing that he is the Moses.
That's right.
Well, he is the God that Moses had. So, guide me, O thou great Redeemer. Now, of all the titles that this hymn could have been given, it's Redeemer.
Yes.
And what does that mean? Well, if someone is redeemed...
somebody is bought back.
From slavery,
excellent. Bondage, and sin.
Yes. And notice it's pilgrim through this barren land, that we're pilgrims.
We're pilgrims, right.
And the Bible verse I would give, Jesus says, my kingdom is not...
of this world.
That's right. Yeah, because his kingdom is the Holy Christian Church. And we're therefore pilgrims in this barren land. I am weak, but thou art mighty. Well, that sure shows those people. You know, they get to the Red Sea, and boy, oh boy, they start complaining. Then God gets them through the Red Sea. Now, they're standing on the other side. It's still open, and here come the Egyptians. And they start complaining again.
Yeah.
Even I would have figured out, well, maybe he'll just let the waters fall down. Talk about a grumbling people.
Almost like us.
Well, I don't remember doing a golden calf.
You don't grumble, huh?
Yes, we all grumble.
Or we grumble.
Yes. I am weak, but thou art mighty. Hold me with thy powerful hand. Now, what does that refer to? Give me a hint.
Hold me with thy powerful hand. Well, Jesus is God's right hand.
Excellent, yes. Boy, you're really on to it. Did you get enough sleep last night?
No, I really didn't. I haven't been sleeping very well.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I guess it's just age, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I could say something else, but I won't.
Now you're leaving everybody. All three of the listeners out there are probably wondering, well, what's he talking about?
Yeah, yesterday we went off the air because something happened here, and I lost 10 minutes of the program. It started closing right away. They think I might have hit the mic or the mouse or something, and it clicked something off. And we got one caller called in. What happened? I said, well, that's our one caller. Yes. But other people were asking about it during, yeah, I got a call at night and said, what happened? Did you faint or something? And
God knows better than you.
Oh, that's for sure.
He's in complete control.
Yes.
Even when you're out of control.
Now, we said he's Redeemer, but here it says he's bread of heaven.
Yes.
Bread.
He's both.
Bread means more than just bread. In fact, you can almost go into a lot of cultures. Like, for example, if you're walking down New York street and somebody comes up and says, do you have any bread?
Yeah.
You don't pull out a slice of bread from your pocket and say, well, here, what was he referring to?
He's talking about money.
Yes. And that's what bread means in a lot of cultures, is the possessions of being rich and this kind of thing. So when we say that he's the bread of heaven, he's the source of everything that we get. And that's really important.
Yeah. I've always thought... people don't realize, what is Bethlehem? You know, he was born in Bethlehem, of course. Bethlehem means house of bread.
Yes.
Bith is house, Hebrew for house, and lehem is bread.
Yes. So you're relearning Hebrew?
Oh, yes. Never forgot it.
That's pretty good. Well, let me give you some words here in Hebrew.
Okay, okay, all right. Oh, go ahead.
All right. Dilokmanma.
Come on, you're bluffing.
That's what it means. Bluffing. Very good. Wow, that's good. I do a children's service every now and then, or, you know, a little sermon. And the folks give me a lunchbox when I open it up. What's ever in it, I have to talk about.
Oh, I thought you had to eat.
No. I wish they would, like a White Castle or something, but the last one was a shark. And then I say, and there's a whole bunch of kids down there, uh-huh. And then I have to give the lunchbox to somebody for the next time. And so I always say, give me a number between 1 and 100 I'm thinking of. And it doesn't matter whatever the first kid says, wow, is that ever good? And I give him the lunchbox. Although last time it didn't work out very good. The kid, 0.
You didn't guess that?
Well, not between 1 and 100.
No, you're right.
But I gave it to him anyway. Yeah, so that's, the bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. What does Jesus say, for example, in the reading for this coming Sunday, in the gospel? He says, I am the bread and water. Doesn't he say, whoever comes to me shall not
hunger,
and whoever believes in me shall never
thirst.
So obviously, we're talking about a spiritual realm, because Jesus says, my kingdom is not of this world. You know, and that's where a lot of churches are really falling apart, because they think if they're doing acts of mercy, that's what the main task of the church is. It's the main task of Christians in the church, but the main task of the church is the proclamation of law and gospel. Justification by grace through faith on account of Christ. So, feed me till I want no more. How do you understand that?
Feed me till I want no more.
Because I keep wanting want. Don't you?
Yeah. Well, yeah, my hunger is fulfilled. You know, I've.
But from whose point of view?
From my point of view?
No.
From God's?
Yes.
Okay.
Feed me till I want no more. I mean, the disciples always wanted more things. Remember, one wanted to sit on this right, one wanted to sit on the left.
Yes.
And Jesus said, no, that's not for me to say who's going to do that and such. So we want, but we're asking him to feed me till I want no more. And that would be the new man in Christ, mm-hmm. that Paul talks about in Romans 7.
I see. Okay.
Yeah. So that's how I understand that.
Okay.
Okay, stanza 2.
How about that? I want you to help me on the crystal fountain.
No, read stanza 2.
Open now the crystal fountain, whence the healing stream doth flow. Let the fiery cloudy pillar lead me all my journey through. Strong deliverer, be thou still my strength and shield. Be thou still my strength and shield. That crystal fountain, is that a reference to when they got water from a rock? Are these all 40 years in the wilderness references, or is that a reference to? Isn't there a picture in Revelation where you've got the tree of life,
right,
for the healing of the nations? And isn't there also a crystal fountain?
Well, if that's true,
flowing too,
that's also Garden of Eden.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And so the water of life.
Right.
And therefore, if you take a look at the whole verse, it explains what the crystal fountain is. The next line.
Whence the healing stream doth flow, let the fiery... Now they go back to the fiery cloudy pillar.
Yeah.
You know, that's the...
That's how he led them through the wilderness.
Exactly.
I think it's all wilderness thing.
You think it's all wilderness?
Yes.
Okay.
And crystal, I think, could refer... Isn't that one of the colors of the stones in the temple, too? That's crystal. But open now the crystal fountain. What is our crystal fountain?
Jesus.
No.
Well, I think, for instance, of the, the sacraments,
yes.
Baptism.
Baptism.
Okay. But I also think of the water and the blood. John's reference to the water and blood flowing from Jesus' side. Could that be?
It could.
Here?
Because anything that Jesus does, you can go to the Old Testament as a fulfillment.
That's talking about the sacraments too, the water and the blood.
Remember when he feeds the 5,000, we already talked about that.
Right.
That's the manna.
Yeah.
And it's God who does it. And here Jesus does it of his own power, showing that he's God. So I would say, open now the crystal fountain whence the healing stream doth flow.
Yeah, baptism definitely there.
It caused Moses not to be able to go into the promised land.
Yeah, that's right.
What did he do?
Well, he struck too many times.
Yeah, you know, just struck the rock twice instead of once.
Two or three times, I think, instead of just once.
Yes. And, boy, God doesn't fool around when he gives you an order. Yeah, and people are not learning that today. The Bible study this morning, as I was driving in listening to it, was really pretty good. They were talking about that to give the idea that the Christian life is one where things really go well, etc., is not true. And he used the parable of the sower. Three quarters of the work of the sower was a loss.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes. And only one quarter of his work was good.
That's right.
And that's what we need to recognize. Like when we go out and do evangelism, it's not at all unusual to have three quarters of the people disagree with us.
You'd be just happy if you get one quarter.
Yes, yes. And that was a pretty good insight that this prosperity gospel nonsense, you know, that if you become
name
a believer.
Name it, claim it,
all of this nonsense. Just doesn't work. Yeah, I was listening. I turned to some of these television sermons, and the fellow was saying, Jesus heals you if you have enough faith. And I'm just looking forward to the day when he gets sick and dies.
Well, this is it. You know, you talk about undermining people's faith by saying, well, you don't have enough faith. Obviously, you don't have any faith because you're not healed.
Exactly.
Well, what do you think that does to that person?
Yes.
It's terrible to say that.
No doubt about that. Stanza 3.
When I tread the verge of Jordan, bid my anxious fears subside. Death of death and hell's destruction, land me safe on Canaan's side. Songs of praises, I will ever give to thee. I will ever give to thee. It's a beautiful hymn. When I tread the verge, I always think of the when they carried the ark across. The Ark of the Covenant across the Jordan River.
Right, right.
And you had a mini Red Sea crossing. You know how the waves divided on the Red Sea? Well, the same thing happened with the Jordan River.
And there was also a command that God had there that somebody broke and died immediately. Don't
touch the Ark of the Covenant.
Ark.
Yes.
And
that's
he
right.
thought it was falling over.
I know. That's why I say don't mess around.
No, you don't mess around. What does... You can help me. When I tread the verge of Jordan, what's verge?
Verge, I think, is the, you know, it's the beginning. Verge is, it's...
Where the Jordan begins?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, that side.
Yeah.
That side of the Jordan River.
I see.
When I...
Okay. And, of course, they had anxious thoughts, because, remember, the spies had come back and said...
They used to make us look like grasshoppers.
Yes. Boy, oh, boy.
Yeah.
And then,
you know, you talk about, you know, lack of faith again, you know.
I know.
I mean, God's brought us this far, and then the people are too big. We can't, there's no way we can.
And see, what we have to cross, the next line, death of death and hell's destruction.
Yeah, death of death. What was death of death?
Yeah, what was it?
That was Christ's death.
Excellent.
Okay.
On the cross.
Right.
And destroyed hell for all those who believe. So land me safe on Canaan's side, and then we'll have songs of praises, I will ever give to thee, I will ever give to thee. I didn't like that thought very much when I was a kid, that you go to heaven and all you do is sing in a choir all the time. I'm not that good a singer.
At thy right hand is fullness of joy. At thy right hand are pleasures forevermore.
Yeah, exactly.
We're not just going to be singing all the time, but...
But I've learned to really like singing.
Yeah, right. Oh, boy. I'll tell you what. I could listen to this a long time and
really?
Not get tired of this hymn. Yes.
You like it that much?
Oh,
eh?
You got beautiful hymnody, you know. When you've got beautiful hymnody, that's great.
Well, we only heard the first two stanzas. You want to hear the third?
Sure.
Boy, that just sounds like your choir at your church.
I wish, yes.
Yes. Yeah, I was helping out at a church, still there a little while, and the organist and the pianist play together.
And don't they have a good choir out there?
Yes, occasionally they will have a choir going on there.
You
yes.
know, a lot of these country parishes
oh, boy.
Really have people that can sing, you
yes.
know what I mean? And they love it. When I was, my first parish was out in the heart of the state, beautiful farm country, and boy, did they have a choir. They
oh, really?
Were, yeah, oh, yes.
What was the name of that parish?
Salem Lutheran Church of Forest Green, Missouri.
Yeah, I think then I...
Yes, you preached at the at my installation.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes, and then after that week, you started preaching, people were disappointed.
Yeah, that's right.
No, they were disappointed because they knew you would leave someday.
No.
Yeah, well, you did.
Well, I did, yes.
Yes.
Good people out there.
So tell us where you're at now and when the services are.
I'm at Prince of Peace Lutheran Church. I've been here 36 years now at Prince of Peace Lutheran Church of Crestwood, just south of the Watson-New Sappington intersection. And we have a service. We have a service Saturday evening at 5 p.m., and a service Sunday morning at 9 a.m.
And then when's the Bible study?
Bible study is right after at 10:30 Sunday morning. We're studying angels and demons.
Which one is this week? Demons?
No, we talk about angels and demons.
Yes.
We talk about evil angels. This is part of that series of the Lutheran Difference. It's very interesting.
Oh, very good. Yeah. Yes. Yes, in fact, the Central Illinois District had their convention, and you know what? They encouraged all congregations to start studying the Heidelberg Disputation.
Oh, wow.
That was actually a resolution, yes.
No kidding.
And in fact, the seminary has a seminar every September.
Is there a Bible study on the Heidelberg? Is there one that's formatted?
Well, there's that one book.
Yeah.
You know,
but you kind of have to write your own Bible study, don't you, with it?
I have. I've got 24 overhead projector things I wrote. And so, in fact, that's what we did at the Bible study last week at the church I was at. But the seminary is having a whole seminar on it.
On the Heidelberg Disputation?
Yeah, this September. You know, they always have that
for
a week or so.
You're
going
to go?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I guess I'll go too.
Yeah, well, I won't be able to during the... When we're doing this, but outside of that.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, Insight Wednesday, I'm Tom Baker, and you've been listening to Mark Smith. And what was the name of the hymn?
Guide Me, O Thou Great Redeemer.
Using it this Sunday?
Oh, you kidding?
Yes. All righty. God bless. Thanks so much, Pastor Smith. Tomorrow, Insight Wednesday.
Listen to Long Gospel each weekday morning at 9:30 on Worldwide KFUO. For a tax-deductible gift to Long Gospel, please make your check payable to Concordia Mission Society and mail it to Tom Baker, P.O. Box 28910, St. Louis, Missouri, 63132. To give online, visit lawandgospel101.com or call toll-free 1-877-267-1962.
Views and opinions expressed on Worldwide KFUO may not represent the official position of the management or ownership of KFUO, the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod. If you'd like to comment on programs or topics heard on Worldwide KFUO, write us at KFUO, 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can also leave a question or comment on our comment line at 314-996-1542. We are the messenger of good news, Worldwide KFUO.